forget to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Don't forget to tell God thank you for all that he has done. All the victories he has won. Hallelujah. I do give honor to God this morning. I thank God for saving my soul. I thank God for snatching me out of the world. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for loving me. I thank him for his long suffering. I just thank God for bestowing all the blessings and the gifts that he bestowed upon me. But I want to thank God for just being so good. I mean, so good. So good. I mean, God is just good. I thank him for touching my oldest sister. You know, she ain't been doing well, been sleeping and not eating and just hard to get her to do anything. She just seemed like she was ready to go. And my niece's family called me saying, you need to go over there and you need to pray for her. And so I've been thinking about my sister, but haven't had a chance to go over there. But I went over there. Tawana said she wanted to go with me. Her and me and Tawana went over there and we talked to her for a while. And as soon as you talk to her, after you get finished talking to her, she just gone again. I said, Lord, what is this? And so we prayed for her. That was on a Thursday. That was before the holiday, right? Was it a Thursday? Friday? Or was it Sunday? We went over to Sunday. Went over to Sunday and prayed for her. I mean, we labored, boy. We prayed. Been praying for her. I've just been praying for my older sister. Hate to see her in that way. But, man, I tell you, come that Monday, I was smoking some meat. Didn't do it like you told me to do it, Derek. Didn't turn out like your chicken wings. But, man, I was out there smoking that meat, and I got a phone call. It said, Freddie, man, don't you know when y'all got finished praying for me, I just felt so much strength. I feel like a new person. I said, you sound different. You sound good. She said, I'm up, and I just thank God for what he's doing. I'm feeling good, and can you bring me something to eat? And when she asked for something to eat, boy, we just thought we would just do a flip. And I said, yes, whatever you want, I'll bring it to you. So when I got over there, she was sitting up in the kitchen. Normally she just laid out. She leave her door cracked, you know, so we can get in there. And she got the food, and she was eating. But I get another report that she had to go back to the hospital. She wasn't doing well. And so we begin to pray again, you know, calling the saints. Y'all pray too. Because, you know, Tawana sent that text out. You know, we're soliciting prayer from anybody that know who Jesus is. You ain't got to know how to pray. But as long as you know Jesus, all you can do is say Jesus. You're just Jesus, all we need. And I get another phone call and say, man, Putin, that we call Putin, doing good. She up, she eating, she asked for some emos. And so, man, God turned that whole situation around. And I just thank the Lord for doing it. You know, God is a merciful God. He's a good God, ain't? And a lot of folk, some people, even me, I'm just thinking, Lord, am I going to have to do this eulogy? But then the Lord said, she shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. And she is doing well. They say she's doing better and better and better. But I just got some more good news this morning in this church. I just can't contain myself how good God is. I can't contain myself because God is so merciful. He's so good. He's so faithful. My nephew that I talked to you guys about, his name is Ellis, but we call him Punchy. And this is the young man that just loves me to no end. This is the young man that I've been witnessing to, you know, for years about Jesus. And he told me that one day, don't be surprised that I call you. He didn't give his life to the Lord yet. Don't be surprised that when I call you, I'm going to tell you that I gave my life to Jesus. Well, one day he did call me. And he said he gave his life, turned his life over to Islam. But I said, devil, you still alive. I'm still going to receive the phone call that I'm supposed to receive. That ain't my phone call. I hang up on that one. I hung up on that one. That ain't what I'm looking for. And so all of a sudden, I get a phone call yesterday and say he's in ICU. Things just went from well to, you know, just, I don't know where it comes from. He's in ICU. They put him on a ventilator. You know, my sister called me all broken up. She couldn't hardly talk or drive. And, you know, and I said, Lord, I can't get unwound like that. Somebody got to have some peace. Somebody got to have some hope. And so I just let her talk until she got finished. I said, go home, make it home first and call me. You know, just be safe going home. I said, he's going to be all right. Don't worry about him. Because I've been giving everybody this testimony that he said that he, one day he's going to call me and say that he has given his life to Jesus. I haven't received that phone call yet. So I believe, I declare the decree that he ain't going nowhere until I receive that phone call. I believe that. And so they said he wasn't doing good at all. Before he went into the ICU, my sister told me that he said his goodbyes to her, said his goodbyes to his grandson. But he got some unfinished work that he has to do. And God is so merciful that he don't want to see nobody perish. And so my wife called me and said, Al, I got to talk to you. I said, well, she said, they called me and told me that Punchy's doing good. He's off the ventilator. He's doing really good. And I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I ain't going to forget to tell you thank you. I just believe God. And my brothers was calling. My sisters was calling. Nieces and nephews called me. Freddie, God wants to hear from you too. Amen. God wants to hear. I know God hears me, but I know God will hear you too if you pray in faith. Amen. And so they were all calling me. And I said, Lord, I just pray. I just began to pray. And I said, Lord, give him another chance. Give him one more chance, Lord. I said, Lord, don't take the axe to the root of the tree. Don't chop him down, Lord God. I just began to plead for mercy for my nephew. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus over him. Begin to tell the devil that you can't have him because he owed me a phone call. I'm going to get that phone call. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that phone call. He's going to give his life to. I said, this is just his turning point. Amen. You got to go through something. God got to wake you up some kind of way to get your attention. Amen. And so I just thank God for the good news. The good news that it is well. He's doing good. He's off the ventilator. He's breathing on his own. Come on, don't tell me God ain't real. Don't tell me God don't hear your prayers. Don't tell me God won't answer you. Don't tell me God don't see what's going on. Amen. God hears you. Amen. And so I just thank the Lord. I just couldn't contain myself. I said, Lord, you are so good. It ain't about me. But I just feel like, Lord, you're just too good to me. You know, I'm like, I don't deserve none of this. You know, but it's for his what? Come on now. It ain't for mine. It's for his lifting up. It's for his praise. It's for his worship. My hallelujah belongs to him. Amen. And so I just thank God today. I thank God for answering prayer. I thank God for the righteous, you know, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Man, God is going to teach us how to pray. Amen. We're going to be some praying folk. And God is doing all of this for a reason. And you know, I just think about how things just all of a sudden just out of nowhere happen. You know, it can happen to you. It can happen to me. And it was so funny. It wasn't funny, but it was strange. What I was reading yesterday when I got the phone call, I thought, Lord, if this don't fit, I don't know what will. You know, and God told me, I'm calling my people back to repentance. You know, and so when I read that, before I start praying, I just begin to repent. You know, because I don't want my prayers hung up. You know, I don't know what I did. I can't remember if I done something. But when he said a call to repentance, I just begin to repent. I begin to ask God to forgive me. I ask God to help my heart to turn. Help my mind to turn the opposite direction, Lord. So this is a time of repenting. But God done something else with this. He bought us some more time. Amen. He bought my nephew some more time. He bought my sister some more time. Let me tell you a secret. He bought you some more time too. He bought you some more time to get this thing right. Amen. Amen. Come go with me to Luke 13. I just thank him this morning. I praise your name, Jesus. Lord God, I lift you up, God. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. God, I thank you for your goodness, your kindness. I thank you for your long suffering, Lord God. Lord, you're so good. I thank you for your word, Lord God. Lord, your word is true, Lord God. Lord God, you are a strong tower where the righteous can run into and be safe. And I thank you, Lord God, for making me right, Lord God, for getting my mind right, God, getting my heart right, God. I thank you, Lord God. Now I have a place there where I can go, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, to hide and be protected, God, to be provided for, Lord God, and it's in you. Now, God, I pray, God, that you would use me for a moment, Lord God, to encourage your people this morning. Lead and guide me, God. Word my mouth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help somebody today, God, because, God, you sure enough helped me. I ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God one more good praise. He deserves it. Hallelujah. He deserves it. He is good, ain't he? And his mercy endured forever. I was reading in the book of Luke, chapter 13, when I got this phone call. You all forgive me. Man, I tell you, I've been told pastor today, she said, how you doing, son? I said, by faith, I'm doing all right. Only by faith right now. By faith. But I thank God for the faith. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. By faith, we're going to make it. Amen. All right. And I was reading this, and the Lord said, a call to repentance. That were present at that season, some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell ye, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Listen here, saints of God. Just because we gave our life to the Lord and we said we're going to follow Christ, that don't mean these things can't happen to us. Amen. That don't mean because these terrible things happen to these people that they deserve what they got. Amen. Some people might look at this and say, look, they reap what they sow. Amen. You don't know what kind of folk do you. The Bible says that these people up here that Pilate had mingled their blood with their sacrifices, they were in church worshiping God. That's where they were at. And the devil came in. The devil will come in and do some bad things to you. Amen. He don't care where you are. He don't care who you are. But when you give your life to the Lord, that's when the devil really come after you. Amen. That's who he really want. Amen. So just because horrible things happen to the people of God, that don't mean that they were worse sinners. The Bible tells us that all have sinned. Amen. And come short of the glory of God. For we all have sinned and we do sin. Amen. We're going to do something wrong in our lives. So these people were worshiping God. They were in Jerusalem, you know, but the devil came in. I mean, some strange thing happened to these people, some horrible things. And people just feel like, because I'm a child of God, this ain't supposed to happen to me. Yeah. But we are saints who are sinners with grace upon our lives. Amen. We're walking with full of grace. And this is why Paul said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, you know. And so we ought to be reaping what we have sown if they reap what they sow. Amen. But the Bible tells us that God doesn't treat us as our sins deserves. Amen. You know, we should have something falling on us and sinful the way we act. Come on now. With the tower, a car, or something. But God kept you. God prevented this thing. God's mercy and his grace followed you. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that he has not dealt with us after our sins. You know, the way they have, the way we should have been treated. You know, it's just only because God's mercy. Amen. You know, it's God's mercy. This thing that just came all of a sudden up on my nephew. Amen. It ain't because he was so bad. You know, it ain't because he did some things wrong. You know, people can look in your life and say, well, I remember what you used to do. I remember what you did in the past. Amen. People hold your past on you for the rest of your life. But I thank God for grace. I thank God for mercy. God removes all of that stuff. Amen. He removes your past from you. Amen. But it is not because of our goodness. It's because of his what? Mercy that we are not consumed. It's because of his grace that we're not consumed. Amen. They are new every morning. Every morning God gives you new mercy. Every morning he gives you new grace. Amen. Every day he gives you new covering. Amen. So it's good to get up in the morning before you get up out of the bed and get out of the bedroom. Before you go brush your teeth. Before you go get in the shower. It's good to get up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for health and strength, Lord God. Even though, God, I just got a portion of it. Thank you, Lord, for keeping my children, God, even though they out there cutting up. Thank you, Lord. You got a lot to thank God for. Amen. You got to make sure that you tell God thank you. You got to be certain that God hears your praise. Amen. And so he turns the question back to them. He rejected the idea of the people who suffered the tragic death, that they were worse sinners. And he turns the questions back to us. Instead of judging them, you know, we like to judge people. You know, he getting what he deserved. That low down so-and-so, so-and-so. Boy, I remember how he used to do this and how he used to do. What about you? Huh? What about you, Al? You know, what about your past? What about your present? You know, what about some things that you just did that you ain't got right yet? It's some things out there, some people ain't got right yet. You know, it's some can't get rights out there right now. You know, you got to get this thing right. That's why God is giving you some time. Amen. You know, he said, you know, he turned this thing back on the listeners. Instead of judging them, he was saying, check yourself. Make sure you right, because you don't know what your day going to bring. Amen. A lot of people leave out the house each and every day. Kiss their loved ones, hug their loved ones, and they don't see them no more. They don't see them no more. We had two people on our jobs lost their lives. One, I mean, just two young men, 35 years old, left going to work and didn't come back home. But thank God, when I leave the parking lot, thank you, Lord, for getting me through the day, through this day. Now, Lord, take me home. You can't never pray enough. That's why Jesus said, that's why the Bible said, pray without ceasing. You ain't got to keep saying the same old prayer, but it's enough to pray for. It's enough to thank God for. Amen. Every time you go to the store, you need to thank him for bringing you back home from the store. Because how many times you've heard somebody go in the store and just shoot up the store? And so-and-so was in there and they were saved. Why did it happen to them? It ain't because they done something wrong. Huh? God is telling us something. Get your house in order. Check yourself. Don't be looking at nobody else. Look at you. Look in the mirror. Say, Lord, what do I need to change? What do I need to do different, Lord? Huh? Bring it back to my remembrance. Come on now. The Bible, that's why Paul said, let every man, what? Examine himself. Check yourself out. You know, get yourself together. He also writes in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. You know, stop looking at everybody else. You know, stop being a busybody. You know, sweep around your own front door. All right, get your house in order. Examine your own selves, Paul said. You know, we got enough to deal with. All right, I got enough to deal with in this house. You know, I can't be worried about nobody else's house. My house got to get in order. I got to make sure Al is right. As for me and my house, Joshua said, I'm going to serve the Lord. I don't know about nobody else. I can't make my wife serve. I can't make my children serve. I can just be a good example. But as for me and my house, I'm going to serve God. Amen. What about you? Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Lamentations 3:4, he says, let us, the weeping prophet Jeremiah writes, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. It's time for us to start repenting. It's time for us to repent and turn again back to God. Amen. If we turn back to God, God going to hear us. Amen. God going to hear your cry. He's going to hear your prayer. Amen. You ain't even got to say nothing. God going, he going to understand what you're thinking. Amen. Matthew 7:2 says, for just as you hypocritically judge others when you are sinful and unrepentant. I'm reading out an Amplified version. So will you be judged in accordance with your standards of measure used to pass out judgment. What he's saying is the way that you judge somebody, you know how we judge them? We don't leave nothing out. We just throw the kitchen sink at them. When we judge people, we just throw everything at them. We just, and then sometimes you throw everything at them and you walk away and you come back. And you know what else? That same judgment that you judge, the Bible says, back on you just that hard. Just that tough. You're going to get that same judgment. Amen. So it's time to love one another. Judge your own self. Amen. Look at your own life. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. That's why he wants to call. That's why he's calling you to repentance. God can't use no unclean vessel. Amen. God wants you to turn your mind. He wants you to renew your mind. Amen. That's what God is looking for. So you got to judge yourself. And so you won't be judged. So repent. So you won't perish likewise. Amen. A lot of people are perishing out here. Amen. We don't know the day nor the hour. We don't know our time. Amen. You know, we got an expiration date. Amen. But we don't know it. You can look on Wonder Bread and see when that bread going to expire. You can look on them canned goods and see when it's going to expire. But you don't know when you're going to expire. God knows when he's coming to get you. But he's just telling us to get ready. Be ready. You know, if the porch fall on you, I'm ready. Amen. If they come in the church and shoot the church up, I'm ready. You got to be ready. God wants you to be ready. You can be walking outside one day. Amen. That's what happened to my nephew. He was just walking, his wife said, and all of a sudden he just, boom. They checked him out and said everything was fine. Did what they just said? Why? God is talking to us. Get yourself ready. Get your house in order. Judge your own self. Amen. God has given you some time. He is patient with us. In verse 6, he talks about this fig tree. Just got through telling folk to repent, didn't he? Don't be looking at nobody else. You don't know what's going to happen to you. And he's saying, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and saw fruit thereon and found none. He didn't find no fruit on the fig tree. You know, a fig tree in his vineyard. This wasn't the only tree in his garden, amen. You know, the Bible says he had a vineyard. I mean, he had a fig tree. Tell him what he had in his garden, amen. But he had some trees that he wanted some fruit off of it. This tree, I guess, was just green and full of leaves, looking pretty. You know, taking up ground, taking up space. Come on now. I'm sure he had a lot of trees in that vineyard besides this one. He got a lot of trees in his vineyard besides this one. Come on, but he's looking for some fruit, amen. He's looking for a tree, all his trees, to produce some fruit. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 61:3, we are the trees of righteousness, amen. We are the planting of the Lord that he might be glorified. I remember pastor preached one time, how does your garden grow? You know, she preached about the garden, God's garden. We are God's garden. We are God's trees. He planted you. He plucked you here and he plucked you there. He plucked you over there. He plucked you over there. He plucked you over there to look pretty. He plucked you to produce some fruit. Amen. That's what he did. He plucked you to produce some fruit. And so when the plant... When he planted you in the garden and expected to see, when you plant a garden, amen, what do you expect to see in your garden? Tawana planted her some peppers. She planted some jalapeno press. She planted all kind of stuff. We planted apple trees. What do you expect to see when you go to your garden? I said, how does your garden grow? When you plant apple tree, what do you expect to get off your apple tree? Huh? You plant okra, you want some okra. You know, when dad planted that garden back there, hey, look here now. I come for fruit. You know, and when you got something just ain't producing, come on now, y'all, hope y'all follow me. You got a tree just ain't producing nothing. They just sitting there. Amen. Taking up all of this space. Amen. Using up the ground. Oh, my Lord. When you plant your garden, you're looking for something. You're looking for a return. Amen. You're looking for your peppers. You're looking for your apples, your peaches, your pears. You know, I want something off my tree. Just tell my wife when we planting trees, I don't want no tree to be looking pretty. It's all I got to do. All that tree going to do is make me work. What you talking about, Al? It's a pretty tree. I said, it is pretty. I said, when fall come, all I got to do is pick up his leaves. He ain't giving me no apple. I pick up behind an apple tree because he can produce me some apples. I pick up behind a peach tree because he can produce me some trees. You know, if he's going to give me something, that's what God's got. Something, I'm giving you something. I'm expecting you to something in return. Amen. Don't think God's going to always just bless you and you can't bless God. See, but in God's garden, he's expecting some love. Amen. God's garden, he's expecting some joy, some peace. Amen. Some long suffering. God expecting you to deal with this situation that you in. He's expecting you to handle the situation. Amen. He's equipped you with what you need. My sister couldn't hardly contain herself driving down the highway. I'm like, well, Lord, what I'm going to do? He in Texas and I'm in St. Louis. You know, I said, Lord, I got to keep calm. And I hope she can stay calm. She couldn't contain herself. I said, Lord, what we going to do when things really start? What we going to do when things really start getting bad? Ain't no bombs start dropping over here yet. You know, they ain't coming in here running through the church like Paul was doing, ravishing the church. They ain't done that yet. You know, God getting you ready for something. Amen. God calling you for repentance. God is trying to strengthen you. That's the only place that you're going to be safe is with God when you repent. And you know, well, Al, what you talking about? You just said we're going to go through. Yes, you're going to go through. Yes, you're going to be safe to a degree. But if they If God allowed them to snatch you out of here, matter of fact, they ain't snatching you. God telling you to come home. If God allow it, amen, it's time for you to go. Am I only one understanding this? You know, if God allows the enemy to do anything to you, to cause you to go be with him, you're safer than anybody. Blessed are the dead in Christ. Amen. They ain't got to deal with the bombs dropping no more. They ain't got to worry about looking over their back. They ain't got to worry about, you know, sneaking in houses so we can have prayer. It's coming. It's coming. You know, so repent right now and get yourself together. God, but in God's garden, he expecting you to bring forth some love. Amen. How to love your enemy. How to love that person that hates your stinking guts. How to have some joy and some peace and some long suffering. Amen. God looking for you to be to have some gentleness and some goodness and some self-control. This is one of the things that the saints, one of many things that the saints don't have. That we lack a lot of discipline, self-control. You know, when the stuff get to happen, peace. I told my sister, I say, sister, have some peace. I'm trying, Freddie. I'm just trying. You know, they don't look at me like, what would you do? What state of mind would you be in? I told her, I said, I know. I said, your son ain't even gone yet. I lost one. I had some peace. You know, God, that's how you know that your hope is anchored in God. Ain't nothing going to shake you. I ain't say I didn't cry. I don't say I don't cry right now. But I got some peace. Huh? The devil ain't going to take my peace. He ain't going to take my joy. Amen. He ain't going to take it from me. He can't have it, you know. You know, somebody paid too great of a price for what I got. Jesus paid too great of a price for my peace. Jesus paid too great of a price for my joy. Yes, he did. And I ain't finna let the devil come take it. Amen. Don't let the devil come and take your peace. Don't let the devil come take your joy. Amen. Because God hears you. God is with you. Amen. God is looking for you to have this fruit, to bear this fruit. But the Bible said he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Jesus is making it clear that God doesn't want people just occupying space in his garden. We kind of touched on that this morning in Sunday school. You know, God didn't save you to come and sit in no pew. God didn't come and save you so you can come and look pretty. You know, he didn't save you so you can come and show off your new threads, so you can shout. And look behind you and see who's looking at your clothes. God didn't save you for that. He didn't save you to come and just sit down. Amen. God said, I saved you. I poured in you so you can go out and pour back out into the world. Amen. You can go out. The joy that you didn't have, I gave it to you. Go out there and give it to somebody else with your testimony. The peace that I gave you that you didn't have, go and impart some peace to somebody else that don't know where peace come from. Amen. God put something in you so you can impart it to somebody else. Amen. Amen. Because if you don't, God take it back from you. You know, think about that servant in Luke 19. Three servants, he gave these servants 5, 10, and one talent. 5, the 10 came back. He done something with his talent. The 5 came back. He done something with his talent. But the 1, he hid his in a napkin. Don't have no napkin talent. Okay, don't wrap it up and hide it. All right? And God took it from him and gave it to the one that had 10. Amen. Don't be that servant where God come and take what you got. Amen. And give to somebody else because you ain't putting it to use. God put something in us. Amen. God put power in us. Amen. He put a word in your mouth. Amen. God gave you something to stand on. Give it to somebody else. I remember when I was. I remember when I went through. I remember when sister and brother was going through at our church and God brought them out. Come on, God put something in you. It ain't always got to be about you. Somebody else got a testimony. Amen. Anybody else beside me got a testimony? Anybody else can beside me got something to tell good about God? How great he is. You know, amen, God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. So God wants you, he don't want you just sitting and sucking up his goodness. Amen. That's what the trees was doing. They were just sitting there sucking up all the nutrients. Amen. You can sit in church all your life. You know, I know people have been saved for a long time. Shout, sing, run, dance, but ain't burn no fruit. What good is you? Huh? It's time for us to what? Repent. Jesus said, look, occupy until I come. Get yourself busy, not just sit there and look pretty. You got to be moving and doing something. Amen. God put you here to do something. Amen. God put something in you. He wants to use you. You know, he wants to make you a vessel of honor. Amen. God wants to use you in the world. You got something to impart to people. Amen. You ain't got to always be worried about, concerned about your problem, your situation. Your situation, your problem is going to be all right. Amen. That's what I tell you. He's going to be all right. He's going to make it. I'm going to get that phone call. I'm believing God going to use him because I believe he like a Paul. He don't hold nothing back. He was out there in the world. I mean, really out there. But God going to use him for his glory. Amen. God going to use us for his glory. Amen. Because we are the trees of righteousness. The planting of God to bring God glory. How are we going to bring God glory? I always say it. How are we going to bring God glory never coming out of a trial? How are we going to bring God some glory always down when people see you as a saint? You are, well, I'm just making it. No, it's well. I ain't all by faith, Pastor. By faith, I'm doing all right. You know, I ain't going to come in here sad. If I come here and sad, y'all please pray for me. Come on, let's go to the back and pray for you. We want everybody to see you pitiful. You know, take me, y'all, to the back and pray for me. Amen. But God wants to use you. Amen. How you got, God wants, we got to bring him glory. We got to bring God glory by loving our enemies. We got to bring God glory by standing, amen, in the fire, amen. We got to bring God glory by standing in the flood because he said he's going to be what? He's going to be with us in the fire and the flood, amen. So Jesus said, occupy until I come. Go forth and bring forth some fruit. Go and bring something because if you don't, he says, the axe is laid at the root of the tree that don't bring forth no fruit. Don't let the axe be laid at your root. God put something in you. The Bible tells that he gave gifts unto men, women. Y'all men to y'all, womans. He gave gifts unto all of us. Amen. God put something in each and every one, but the devil got us distracted with this test. He got us distracted with that trial. He got us distracted with that. I'm going to use me again. With that truck. Man, I done put everything on this truck. And man, I tell you, it still ain't acting right. I put everything on this truck. And you know, God is so good. Everything that I had to put on there was under warranty but two items. So God, I praise God for that. Because it would have been some thousands of dollars to put in a truck. And I had to think, do I want to keep forking this money in this truck? Or what do I want to do, Lord? What do you say? You said you wanted a Ford or silver. I said, well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and see what the end going to be. God is testing you out. He's going to see how long you can wait for him. But God going to show up. Hope deferred, he know hope deferred make a heart sick. But when desires come, the Bible says, it's a tree of life. When your desire come, my desire is on the way. Your desire is on the way. Your help came. Amen. Your desires are on the way. Don't let your hope in this world. Come on. That hope that's in this world is going to be deferred. But God's hope is never going to be stagnated. It's never going to be laid up. Amen. It's never going to be delayed. Amen. You hope thou in the Lord. Amen. God is going to bless you. Believe that he's going to bless. But the axe, he said, is laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth fruit, good fruit, he said, is hewn down and cast into the fire. God don't want us taking up space. God put something in you to use you. And he said, then he said to the dresser of this vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this tree, on this fig tree, and find none. Man, don't let God come back and catch us with our work undone. That's fruit that ain't on your tree. Amen. He said, cut it down. Why cumbereth with the ground? Cumbereth means to cause to idle, render useless, or to make vain. God is saying that these trees that don't produce no fruit are vain. They just useless. Amen. You know, we don't have to go to the tree. He said, I don't need a tree for no shadow. Jesus, I can go to him. Amen. And get some shadow. I can go to him and get some comfort. Amen. He said, but these trees are just taking up space. I can pluck that up and put something that's going to bear me some fruit. He's talking about the trees now. Now remember, Isaiah said that what? We are the trees, the planting of God. If God, Jesus is giving them a parable now. He's saying something to us. If you don't do something, I can use somebody else. Huh? If you don't use the gift that I give you, I'll use somebody else. Amen. I move you right on out the way. If you just going to be taking up space, I look next. Anybody else? Next. He said, I came to this tree and I found no fruit. Some people just sitting in church on the pews, receiving the word, shouting and dancing, but they ain't got no fruit. God is looking for some fruit. Amen. He's looking for some good fruit. He said they're occupying a place, a position, you know, not fulfilling the purpose. God put you down here for a purpose. He put that apple tree down here for a purpose. He put that okra plant down here for a purpose. He put his people down here for a purpose so we can bear some fruit. Amen. So we can go out there and minister to the world. So we can go out there and shine. Rise and shine, the Bible says, for the glory of God has risen up on you. God don't want you sitting in home all the time, watching TV or the TV watching you, one of the two. God wants you out there speaking, amen. He wants you out there testifying. He wants you out there shining, bringing him some glory, amen. He wants you to tell your story because God has given you a story to tell. Keep telling. If he only gave you one story, you ought to be good at it then. If you feel like God only done one thing for you, you ought to be really good at that, telling that story. Paul ran around telling that same story, and he was good at it. You know, I tell my stories, how God came in my bedroom when I was asking him to take me out of here because I couldn't handle this pain. I had a concussion. And I had a pinched nerve. And I told the Lord, Lord, I can't handle this no more. He said, you're right, but my grace is sufficient for you. You didn't bear the cross that I had to bear. You didn't take no stripes on your back like I had to take. He said, I told you that I promised you that I wouldn't put on you more than you can bear. And when he said that, I knew that all the other stuff was true too. But I disagreed with the word. I said, that's right, Lord. You promised not to put on me that more than I can bear. He said, the last thing I heard him say, he said it to me. The bright light that was in my room said it to me. Yes, it was a bright light in my room, called my name 3 times and began to speak to me. Amen. My wife was in there, but she was asleep. I was on the floor in a fetal position, crying, asking God to take me home. You got work to do. Amen. You got a testimony to tell. I promise that I wouldn't put on you more than you can bear. Follow me in your pain. Follow me in your hurt. Follow me in your shame. Follow me. And I just began to crawl on the floor in the circle and said, you promised not to put them. Just kept on saying. And I woke up the next morning. I don't know how many. Y'all know how long I suffered with the migraines. You know, all y'all used to come over and pile in the bedroom, you know, and pastor slapping me down with that all, and saints praying for me, and they crying. I mean, that was more than what, a few times that it happened. But I wouldn't stop calling on God. I wouldn't turn down no prayer. Every time they said, matter of fact, I said, they're going to come, Tawana. Tawana said, they coming out the church. I said, good. You know, some people say, well, so-and-so just left and prayed for you. And? So-and-so prayed before him. So? Who else want to come and pray? You know, as long as you know who Jesus is, you praying to the Father in the name of Jesus, pray for me. And boy, after that I woke up, I ain't had no problem. I ain't had no problem with no pinched nerve. I ain't had no migraines. Come on, I'm telling you what God loves. He loves the truth and the truth to make you free. I'm telling you that God can do anything but fail. God can heal any sickness, any disease. The Bible says he heal all manners of sicknesses. He heal all manners of diseases. So what you got that you feel that God can't handle? God can handle anything that you throw at him. Anything that you lay down at his feet. Amen. God can do it. He wants you to produce some fruit. Amen. And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also. Can't you see the mercies of God? The vine dresser, Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, don't cut this tree down. That's what I begin to pray about my nephew. God, don't lay the axe to his roots. Give him another chance, Lord. Give him, not this year, Lord. Don't cut him down this year. Wait, Lord. I just begin to cry out to God for my nephew. Lord, God, have mercy upon him. Help him, Father. And Jesus said, let it alone till I dig about it and done. The vine dresser has given you, Jesus has given you some more time. He bought you some more time. So if you need to repent, you better start repenting. You need to turn. Repenting ain't just, Lord, forgive me of my sins. You say all of that. But when you get through saying all that, do what you told the Lord you're going to do. Turn. That's right, Pastor. Turn around. I'm going this way now. I'm headed in a new direction. Amen. I'm following you, Jesus. I don't care where you lead me. I know I'm going to be all right. Amen. What Peter them say, look, the words of life is with you. So I'm following the words of life. God has given you another chance. Somebody needs to repent. Amen. God is saying that somebody needs to change their mind. That's what repenting means. A change of mind. You can tell people, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. But what your mind is saying. Your mind still calling the person no good. Your mind still saying this is a low down dirty person. God wants you to change your mind. You can make your mouth say anything. But what's your heart going to say? What's your heart going to do? Amen. God, Jesus has bought you some more time. He has bought us more time. He said, Lord, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let it alone this year. I say, Lord, leave him alone this year. When he come out of there, not if. That's what Jesus said, Peter. Satan desire to have you and sift you as wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you. Somebody praying for you. Somebody has prayed for you and yet praying for you. He said, I have prayed for you, Peter. And listen to this. He said, when you are converted, he just knew his prayers was going to be answered. He didn't say if. You know, some of us be like, well, if the Lord, when you are converted, go and strengthen your brother. I believe that when he come out, he's going to be converted. And when he's converted, ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. When Jesus prayed for you, It's going to happen. Amen. He's making intercession for us right now. It's going to happen. So if the vine dresser, you are heirs, joint heirs to Christ, you had the same power. Amen. You had the same power. You had the same power. That same Holy Ghost power was in you. When you pray for somebody, God hears your prayer. When you pray for your children, God hears you. When you pray for yourself, God hears you. When you pray for your neighbors, God hears you. When you pray for Israel, when you pray for Iran, when you pray for Iraq, when you pray for China, God hears you. He said, I'm not a God that's nearby. I'm a God that's afar off too. Ain't nobody too far off where I can't reach out there and save them. Amen. Because God is everywhere. You can't get away from him. You can't get away from him. But where can you go to hide from God? You can't hide from God. He sees you everywhere you go. You can go in the deepest mountain cave. He looked through that mountain. He got that x-ray vision. They say Superman got x-ray vision. He can see through everything. God looked right through that mountain and see what you're doing. See, you still shaking and you ain't repented yet. Repent, the Bible says. Be baptized. Amen. God is giving you more time. Jesus has pleaded your case, my case, and has given us time to get whatever this is right. It might be with your brother. It might be with your sister. It might be your neighbor. God didn't give me this word for nothing. Because I was going to just push it to the side and say, Lord, I'm going to preach this. Send all you preach that. Repent. God said, repent. Repent. Turn. And if you feel like, well, ain't none of me, I'm just going to tell you, all of us need to repent. Every last one of them, even the babies, everybody need to repent. Everybody need to change your mind, to change your heart. Amen. We need a new awakening. That's all repenting is. Getting back where you was. Well, somebody might say, well, I ain't nothing. I don't even talk to me. I may not see it, but that be the very person that's going to say, Lord, forgive me. I need to go and get this right with so-and-so, so-and-so. God bless you this morning. I've delivered my soul. I've said what God wanted me to say. I've done what he wanted me to do. Amen. Amen. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We all need to. Come on, everybody, come on up here and let's repent. If you feel like you don't need to come, but I'm just saying, I'm just calling you up here. You don't have to come. You feel like you don't have to. You don't need to come. I just want to obey God. I ain't saying that you ain't.